You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. We have all experienced methods of selling and marketing that were far from fun, some of which may have even totally gone against our values. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be that way, which is what today's episode is all about. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. Today's Soulful Selling Story with Karen Weber is all about feel-good marketing, specifically finding a way to sell and market that is fun, not draining, and that actually supports you to do good in the world and make a good living in your business. Karen Weber is a marketing coach and strategist. As the owner of Goodness Marketing, Karen helps small businesses with big hearts to do marketing that feels good, does good, and gets good results. As you're about to hear, we talk about the deconditioning it takes to show up your way and the importance of seeing examples of other people doing things differently to empower us to do the same. Okay, so I would love to start by hearing a little bit more about your work and your business journey.
Thanks for having me. First of all, it's lovely to chat to you. So my business is called Goodness Marketing, which is all about marketing that feels good, does good, and gets good results. Feels good because I believe that we are allowed, or we can have, a joyful experience of running a business and of telling the world about what we do. Does good, so has a positive impact on the world and society around us and the planet, and gets good results because we are businesses. and what's the point of marketing if it doesn't have results for our business? So I've been running this for nearly 7 years now. And before that, my background is in marketing agencies, where I was doing very much the opposite type of marketing than what I do now. And for the longest time, I thought I was the only person who had these ideas of how marketing could be different and be a force for good in the world. And it wasn't until I left employment and started finding communities that, I guess, that aligned with my values and my vision for the world, that I realized I wasn't alone, which was is probably the advice I give to people starting out, is find those communities sooner rather than later. I think that's the thing, not the regret I have, but the one part of my journey that I wish I changed was finding those communities first.
Oh yeah, I can relate to that so much. trying to fit in with a way that did not feel good for so long.
Yes.
So that is actually what we're going to talk about today for your Soulful Selling Story. So this is what you help people with. I would love to hear, I mean, because in my membership, the Soulful Sales Society, we do like a Sell Every Day Challenge. And I honestly think one of the biggest things that people take away from just, you know, committing to selling every day is that it can feel good, and they didn't expect it to necessarily. So I would love just to start by talking about, what does feel good marketing, feel good selling, actually look like for you?
I think the biggest part, by the way, the sell every day challenge is probably my favorite bit of the whole Soulful Selling membership. And even though I tell people, you can tell people every day, it's very different when it comes to your own business. So having that focus of those challenges and doing it in community with others is so fun and feels so good to me. And to your question though, how do you figure out what is feel good marketing, or what is feel good marketing for you? For me, it's really about tuning into you and into what it is that drives you, your purpose, your values, and trying to drown out all the other voices, especially in the world of online business, that says you should be doing this, things like this, or here is a blueprint, or I've done it this way, so you should be able to have the same results. And it's very difficult to do that because it involves a level of deconditioning and I guess building your confidence that you do know the answers and that you do know what is right for you and what is best for you. So yeah, for me, feel good marketing is really about aligning with your values and making your own rules, or just throwing the rule book out and having the confidence to do things your way. It's very difficult, like I say, because I think we are just bombarded all the time with the shoulds, and it takes a while to feel confident. And I think even like now, I've been doing this for 7 years, and I still find that I fall into traps of, oh, I can't do it like that, or I should do it like this. And being comfortable with their messy progress, and for it to just not be perfect. I find it difficult sometimes when I work with clients and I work out perfect launch plans and things like that, and then my own launches are often very scrappy, very last minute, or I have a beautiful plan written down and I do a third of it. It's like I actually implement a third of it. So for me, there is an element of feel good marketing being something that's rooted in reality. It's made for you, it fits around your life, and it's not somebody else's mold that you're trying to fit into. So there's definitely that element of being individual. And for me, feel good really is about the positive, the joyful, not to turn a blind eye at all the awful stuff happening around us in the world, but to recognize that you can have a positive impact where you are, through your marketing, with the people you work with, through the products you sell, and not thinking that you are just too small or too irrelevant. If you want to do good in the world, if you want to be a force for good in the world, you can have that ripple effect. And I heard a really good quote the other day that was something about if every raindrop said it can't make things wet or something, we would never have rivers. But all these raindrops come together and form rivers and oceans. And I really believe that. And I think that's why I love working with small businesses. And I love when I see that penny drop or the light bulb go on and they realize they can be themselves, they can do the things they love, and they can bring joy into their marketing.
Oh, I love so much of what you said. I mean, we're definitely on the same page with that. It really is all about focusing on the impact that you can create in your part of the world, like you said. And the ripple effect that it all adds up to. I'm curious, like deconditioning, absolutely, been absolutely my experience as well. And working with clients, it's an ongoing process. It's not like a destination that you reach and it's all done and you're confident forevermore. Can you think of any like key points in your own selling journey that, I don't know, maybe whatever stands out to you, it's quite like an open question, but like any points where you really like got to know yourself better and you were able to make different choices as a result?
Oh, it's a wide question, but it's very easy for me to answer. I think community has been absolutely at the heart of that. When I started out, like I think so many of us do, we Google, how should I market my business, or how should I do taxes? And you just listen to the loudest voices or the top results in Google. The moment I started finding pockets of people whose values aligned with mine, and I found new role models, new people to follow on social media, new newsletters to read, by people who saw the world like me and who set an example for me, who showed that it is possible to do things in your own way and still be successful, it changed everything for me. So like your community, there are other communities I'm part of, and people I admire in the world who just say no to all the noise. This is the way that I'm going to follow. That changed everything for me. So it's quite an easy question for me to answer. For me, it's all about community. And what I've learned in those communities is that alternative markers of success, that you get to redefine what success looks like for you. The world might shout six figures, seven figures, the hustle, all of that stuff. When you tap into and tune into who you are, and strength and nurture that, strengthen that belief, and always come back to your why. That's when you can redefine what success looks like for you and know that it's not just about numbers, it's about satisfied clients, it's about how much time you spend working, how much rest you can build into your life, all of these other things. But for me, like the catalyst for that mindset shift has been looking up to other people who were already doing that.
Thank you for sharing that. And that just reminds me how important it is that we do share our way. Like, even if we, this was a huge part of my own journey. Like, who am I to show up and talk about running a business in your way? But each of our voices are needed and each of our perspectives are needed. And some people will gel with it and some people won't. But that is just like, if those people weren't showing up and running these communities that you found, they wouldn't have this ripple effect of now you doing the work that you do and supporting the people that you support. So just another important reminder for me and everyone to, yeah, share their unique perspective on this stuff, even if it is different, especially if it's different, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because those loud voices will just keep saying the same things. And those of us who are on a journey, I'm quite a fan. I mean, it's still difficult for me, but to learn in the open, to share my learnings and to go, oh, actually, I'm not the person I was 6 months ago when it comes to this topic. And I found it very much with ethical marketing. So I called myself an ethical marketer until about a year ago. And I was part of the team behind the Ethical Move, which is the global movement for ethical marketing. And I started having some thoughts about how I want to redefine how I see ethical marketing. And I've not shared lots of that at all online, but it's the sort of thing that whenever I talk to people about my evolution as somebody who thinks about ethical marketing, I see pennies drop and I see how that has a ripple effect. So that vulnerable sharing of learning out in the open and sharing your journey doesn't always have to mean, you know, guts and all, and sharing all the details of your private life. There can be elements that can be so powerful. So I agree with you, especially if you have different thoughts, as vulnerable and challenging as that might feel. I think that's where we can have an enormous impact on other people.
It kind of goes back as well to what you said earlier on about, like, oh, I'm planning out these perfect launches for my clients, but my launches behind the scenes are quite messy and all that. I have the exact same thoughts. And usually it's actually when I have the courage to just be open about it and honest about it, people will respond and be like, oh my God, that spoke to me, or that really helped me so much more than just the carefully curated version of events I might sometimes want to put out there for to keep myself safe, right?
Yes. And that's the opposite of feel-good marketing, because I think it feels... it makes you feel rubbish if you just see all of these shiny things and shiny advice, and it makes you go, oh, but what's wrong with me? I've had clients with me, I'm thinking of one in particular, in tears on calls because she followed a blueprint that she paid like $3,000 for, and she lost money in the process, and it was all on her. She felt like, oh, but I followed these perfect steps that this expert said worked for them, and I have failed. And then it becomes, I'm a failure. And there's nothing feel good about that. Whereas if you are aligned with yourself, clear about your values, clear about your purpose, and you bring fun into it, whether that looks like doing it in community with others, whether that looks like having a little ritual and a nice candle like I have burning, just bringing joy into your work. For me, that's feel good marketing and feel good business. And that has the capacity to have a much bigger and more powerful positive impact on the world than shoulds and feeling rubbish about not doing things perfectly.
Oh, so well said. Thank you. If you had one piece of advice to give to anyone who's like, I'm feeling really stuck, I feel like I'm really forcing things, I need to figure out what my way is, but don't even know where to get started, what would your advice be to that person?
I would say look at role models, look at people that you admire who do things in a different way, and think about not how can I copy what they're doing, but what is it about the way that they approach their business or the thing that you're feeling stuck on that you can take inspiration from. I would also say get into nature. I know this is going woo now, but get outside. Do not think that the solution will come to you in your working hours while you're sat at your desk doom scrolling Instagram. The inspiration will come from elsewhere. So for me, that often looks like taking a walk, often without a podcast, or with a podcast on something that's got nothing to do with the problem that I'm trying to solve. Getting a little bit creative, doing something that's outside of the boundaries of this is how your work should look. I feel that's a more powerful way. But yeah, looking at other people who are doing it differently and seeing what you can learn from them.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay, before we wrap up, I have one more quick fire question for you. And that is, what is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society?
Definitely, like I said before, the Sell Every Day Challenge has been so joyful. And I guess my biggest takeaway from that, and I often hear your voice actually, Ruth, saying it gets to be easy. Mm. It gets to be easy. It can be as simple as a PS or a story or something. And it's always funny to me because it's the stuff I say to clients, but it's not something I always apply to myself. And having that focused time with others in the Facebook group and your little podcast, which I listen to on the dog walk, it just brings a focus to selling. And even though I wouldn't say I was scared of selling before, it just made it such a natural part of what I'm like as a business. So I love the little pep talks. I love the community. And I love your wisdom and focus. Love being part of the community.
Oh, thank you so much. And finally, where can people go to find out more about you, to follow you, and to work with you?
So my website is goodnessmarketing.co.uk. I have a weekly newsletter, which I pour a lot of love into, so people can sign up for that. I've got a brand new quiz on my website. There's all sorts of interesting gubbins, I think. And then on socials, I am Goodness Marketing on Instagram, and I'm trying to make more of an effort with LinkedIn. I'm finding it surprisingly not as awful as I used to find it. I'd love to see people say hello there.
And I will put all those links in the show notes. Well, thank you so much, Karen. That was such a lovely chat. And definitely everything you said, really, really close to my heart as well.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite. Sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.